Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
A reminder that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banner would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game with New Bremen. Fort Recovery's graduates, Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart, are both on the staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banner. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banner would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banner, again, proud to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. You want to run down the starting lineups, Dave, real quickly here?
Yeah, we got a couple of teams coming in here looking for their first victory, and New Bremen, you said, coming in at 0-1 and Fort Recovery 0-2. So somebody's going to come out of here with a W this evening, and starters for the Fort Recovery Indians is senior Grace Guckenbeller, and then we've got sophomore Callie Wendell, and I'm pretty dang sure this is Callie's first start in varsity here on against the New Bremen Cardinals. Alexis Wendell is a junior. She'll be starting in a forward. Mar Pearson is a sophomore. She's been one of the big scorers here for the Indians. And Whitley Rammel, a senior, is the other starter for the Fort Recovery Indians. And quick turnover right out of the gate.
Yeah, the Indians got the tap, but New Bremen stole it away. And now there's a shot underneath, no good, by Friend. And they say that Whitley Rammel apparently stepped on the inline when she got the rebound.
Yep, turnover.
So it'll be New Bremen's basketball. There's a block by Mara Pearson of the shot by Friend, and Fort Recovery has the basketball.
Mara's obviously a great athlete, and I think she's going to be something else here. And to watch this young lady perform in basketball.
And she is only a sophomore.
Yes, sir.
So things looking good for her, that's for sure. Okay, Fort Recovery has the basketball. Round over on the right side. There's a three-point shot. It's good. Hitting a three was Callie Wendell. That's a good start for Callie.
That's exactly what that young girl needed.
Callie Wendell, and we need her to start stepping up. Basically, it's been the Whitley Rammel, Mara Pearson show scoring-wise, so they need some help out there. That's a good start. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel. Is missing that one for the Cardinals was Lily Lennertz. And so Mara Pearson passes over here to Callie Wendell over on the left corner. There's Grace Guckenbeller. Back around to the right side to Mara Pearson. Drives, fires, misses, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. And she'll be at the line for two shots. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery and Versailles. Also Union City and Bern, Indiana. Your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, that's Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. And you'll find a lot of great Christmas ideas there, too. Great Christmas gifts available for you at Calp Pharmacy. You know those folks, don't you?
I do know them. By golly, I had Thanksgiving with them the other night. It was wonderful.
Mara Pearson hits both free throws on the free throws for Fort Recovery. And so the score is 4-0. Nothing like 2-for-2 at the line.
She missed the first one, but we had a three. Rob, remember, Callie made that three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Sorry.
Thanks for correcting me on that. As New Bremen threw it away, now Fort Recovery throws it away. Down comes the Lady Cardinals. Back on the outside, there's a shot fired up. No good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery to Alexis Wendell. Alexis has played a lot in the first couple of games.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, she gets up and down the floor, and she's pretty fast out there, and I think we're going to need her when it comes to pressure defense.
Over on the right side, down low to Whitley Rammel, turns, fires. Oh, just not quite enough ump on the shot. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Friend got the rebound. Down it goes on the left to Trentman. She'll fire a three and no good. Rebound comes down, and it comes off the hands of Fort Recovery's Alexis Wendell. Ball's knocked away, but the Indians have it. Well, this is kind of a wild and woolly start
here.
Yeah,
get it, no.
Shots up and no good by Alexis Wendell. And here comes New Bremen with the basketball. Friend with it. Oh, she might have walked a little bit, but no call. Here's a shot in the lane. Good. Lily Lennertz draws first blood for the Lady Cardinals to make it 4-2.
Absolutely. I think Lily Leonards and Alexis Wendell are first cousins. Would be my guess. I would say that's Bill's daughter from New Bremen.
You know more than I do. I'll take your word for it.
I'm going to just... I can see her right there. It looks just like a Leonard, so no doubt about it.
4-2, Lady Indians leading here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy is open extra hours in the evenings on many nights. There's a shot fired up by Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. No good. Rebound comes to New Bremen, but thrown away as Mara Pearson
great
intercepts
steal
the pass.
Right there. That was athletic right there.
Right side it goes. Alexis Wendell with it. Back outside. Callie Wendell will lob it into Whitley Rammel. Rammel has the ball knocked away from behind, and the foul is going to be called now on New Bremen. That is going to be whistled on the Lady Cardinals, Riley Trentman. It's her first personal foul. Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalt. Eric Catterly is our studio producer back at the radio station. Neil Spencer is the studio producer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com as you're hearing to the game on both WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, and also on the high school TV network. Glad to have you folks watching in tonight. Shots fired up and no good by Callie Wendell, and we have a foul called on Fort Recovery. Alexis Wendell gets called for going over the back.
Yeah, I think she got a little aggressive getting that rebound, and both girls went after it.
Full court pressure here for Fort Recovery. 4-2 score in the early going. Fort Recovery leading by two. Fort Recovery lost to Crestview and lost to Versailles. Two games they really could have won, but just didn't happen. And New Bremen lost to Covington for their opening game of the year. Here comes Grace Guggenbiller. Bounce pass inside. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp, who had that shot a moment ago. There's a shot by Callie Wendell, no good. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. So after the opening three-pointer by Callie Wendell, she's been kind of cold here on three shots or so. New Bremen with the basketball. Outside.
Kind of playing the weave there.
Yeah, they are. Inside it goes, no good. Rebound comes down to New Bremen by Lily Leonards. Leonards shot the ball and missed it, got her own rebound, and then she's going to be fouled on the rebound by Fort Recovery. Oh, I think they called that on Callie Wendell. No, they didn't. Let's see who it was. Maybe they didn't call it.
I think they called a foul, but they didn't pop it up on the board, and I didn't see what the official said when he came over.
New Bremen gets the ball in play regardless. Here's a drive to the hoop by Trentman.
Wow,
good.
Great shot.
Nice shot by Riley Trentman, who is a 5'8 senior. Makes it 4-4. We're all tied up here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, maybe you've got somebody on your Christmas gift list that needs some handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at the Fort Recovery Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment location in the Industrial Park here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Inside it goes to Whitley Rammel. Bounces over to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace has it knocked away, and she's going to be fouled.
Good ball movement right there, and Indians now with a chance to go to the line.
Yeah, they're going to say she's fouled in the act of shooting, so Grace will be at the free throw line. Tie score 4-4, 3:13 to go in the first quarter of play. New Bremen's head coach is Mr. Andy Timmerman, and, of course, Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Grace Guggenbiller puts the free throw up, and it is no good. She will have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and got it. Makes it 5-4 now. A one-point lead for Fort Recovery. 3:12 to go in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
Oh, that was a travel.
And they threw it away anyway.
They'll turn it over.
Went through the hands of New Bremen's Mallory Messick. And so Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Both teams pressing full court. It's just willy-nilly out there.
It is.
Here in this first quarter.
To explain it.
I mean, it's crazy. Here comes Mara Pearson. bringing it down. And she has it stolen away from her. Going to be easy, too, should be. And it is. Stolen away by Abigail Powers, and she lays it in. Mara Pearson again with the basketball. She'll pass on the left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp's a nice young prospect, only a freshman. Right,
absolutely.
Right side to Alexis Wendell. Wendell's bounce pass inside to Whitley Rammel. Feeds off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fires and misses. Rebound comes down to New Bremen to Mallory Messick. Here come the Lady Cardinals, and they throw it away. Nope, they say it went off of Whitley Rammel. They say it went off of Whitley Rammel. So the ball is out of bounds down in the far corner. And tossing it in here will be Abigail Powers. Fort Recovery down by one, 6-5. Now the officials are going to have a consultation about it. And the call will stand. 2:28 remaining in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. There's an inbounds pass to New Bremen in the lane. Back outside to Messick. Over on the right side it goes. Back to Messick, top of the key on the left. With the ball there, Lily Leonard. There's a steal by Alexis Wendell of Fort Recovery to Mara Pearson. Mara on the right side. She falls down. And we have a foul apparently on New Bremen.
Yeah, I believe they're going to call that foul on number 14, Abigail Powers.
They do. That's her second personal foul. She's a pretty aggressive player, so she's going to be coming out of the game momentarily. Mallory Messick will go back in. And once again, Abigail Powers will leave with those two fouls. Here's an inbounds pass for Fort Recovery from Maddie Guggenbiller, who's in the game now for the Lady Indians. Mara Pearson with the ball. And she finally gets it off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back outside to Maddie. Maddie fires it up. No good. Rebound. My Lord, they are wearing me out just watching this.
Well, there's no way to keep up with it. And they're just going willy-nilly.
Yes, they are. Hey, take advantage of the Calp Pharmacy Weekly Prescription Program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you right to your door on a weekly basis from a Calp Pharmacy near you. Inbounds pass for Fort Recovery. They got the ball. 6-5. Lady Indians down by one. Here's Alexis Wendell on the left side dribbling the basketball. Feeds over to Mara Pearson. Down to a minute 35 left in the first quarter. Pearson will feed over on the right wing. There's Grace Guggenbiller. Three-point shot is off the mark. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Rammel back outside to Mara Pearson. Now to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller in the lane to Rammel. Hooks it up and got it.
Nice left-handed shot right there by Whit.
Whitley Rammel scores to make it 7-6 now. Fort Recovery regains the lead. New Bremen with the ball over on the left side. Fairly long shots up and no good by New Bremen's Ellie Pape. And the rebound comes to the Lady Indians. Mara Pearson with the basketball. And she is fouled on the play by Kaylee Friend. Kaylee was one of those fine players from the volleyball team for New Bremen.
That is the sixth foul for New Bremen. The Indians still without a foul.
Alexis Wendell will leave, and Callie Wendell comes in for Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller will toss the ball in play. Gets it into Mara Pearson, back to Grace. Really, New Bremen's done a pretty good job defensively on Mara Pearson and Whitley Rammel.
You can tell they're definitely scouted because they've shut Mara down.
And Whitley's got two people all over here. Mara drives to the right side, no good, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound on Fort Recovery. I think it might be on
that one,
Mara. It is. No, it's on Whitley.
I think it's on Whitley, yeah.
Whitley Rammel gets called for the foul. We'll have the Jay County Fort Recovery encounters on Saturday for you here on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Jay County girls will host Fort Recovery during the day. That's a noon start for the JV. We'll have the JV and the varsity game for you on the radio. And then the nighttime games right here at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery boys hosting Jay County. And again, we'll have both the reserve and varsity games on Saturday night. You don't have to come for the JV if you don't want to, but
if you want to come early, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll see what goes on there on Saturday, and you may just have to do that.
New Bremen lost the ball out of bounds. But just wanted to mention to you fans, we'll have both the JV and the varsity games on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday for both encounters. Shot is missed by Fort Recovery. Friend got the rebound. Down to 1 second. They're not going to get a shot on. Well, I think it would have counted, but it was way off the mark by Lily Leonard. So we've completed one quarter of play. Not much scoring.
Pretty sloppy.
Pretty sloppy indeed. A reminder that Calp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery is open many weeknights. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, open extra hours for your convenience. And remember them for their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. We'll be back in a moment. The score here at Fort Recovery is, once again, 7-6. Lady Indians are on top by a one-point margin here at the quarter break. We'll return in a moment.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And I met with his mom today, Kyle's mom.
I tell you what, Kyle and Emmy do a heck of a job on those commercials. I think it's pretty impressive.
Now, I had my Medicare Part D reviewed at Calp's today.
How'd that go?
Very good.
Good.
Jill saved me some money.
That's what we want to hear.
You don't forget your enrollment period ends December 7th, so I'm sure their remaining times are filling up fast at Calp Pharmacy to review your Medicare Part D. Just give them a call and get on the list. Here's Mara Pearson firing it up there and good.
Oh, nice drive by Mara.
Mara Pearson scores to start the second quarter. And she has 3 points on the night now.
Oh, look at that.
There's a three-point shot up and good for New Bremen. That was scored by the New Bremen Lady Cardinals.
Yeah, I think it's number 22, yeah. Ella Pape.
Ella Pape it was. So Pape makes it a 9-9 tie after Fort Recovery had a brief three-point lead there. Mara Pearson with the ball. Here's Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling out front. Again, New Bremen very aggressive on defense. Whitley Rammel in the lane. Dribble, stops, feeds back outside. And the ball is thrown away. Callie Wendell thought somebody was going to break to the corner, and it didn't happen.
Unofficially, I think that's six turnovers now for the Indians.
7 minutes left here in the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. New Bremen is going to have the ball. I got a jump ball finally called. It goes to New Bremen. Grace Guggenbiller and one of the Lady Cardinals were tied up in there, and neither one of them was going to let go of the ball. And Friend is going to toss it in here. Kaylee Friend slaps the ball, looks for a teammate. She's in trouble, in trouble. She finally got it in. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound back to Friend. She's in the lane, fires it up, no good. Rebound tipped away and out of bounds by Fort Recovery, by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and they're going to give it to they're going to give it to Fort Recovery. Can you believe that? We will take it. That was obviously Kennedy Mullenkamp tipping that out of bounds. Here comes with the basketball, Mara Pearson. Over on the right side it goes. Kennedy Mullenkamp with it, looking for a teammate. Goes back outside to Whitley Rammel. Rammel has just been bottled up tonight.
They are double-teaming her down low, and she's getting a little frustrated in there.
So now she's come out onto the outside. There's a pass in to Mara Pearson. Lost the handle on it. Picked up by Grace Guggenbiller. Now to Callie Wendell, top of the key. Right side to Mara Pearson. Dribbles the baseline over Friend. No good. Rebound comes to Mara Pearson again. And is fouled on the play by New Bremen. I think they're going to call Friend for the foul.
Yeah, I think they did. I think it's, see what they, yep, number five.
It'll be her second. That's kind of a tough call on her for her.
I tell you, it's just so chaotic in there right now, isn't it? I mean, it's just, nobody seems to have good control. Both teams playing a stiff man-to-man defense. And
at the free throw line is Mara Pearson. It's up and no good. Missed it. First of the 1-1. Rebound chased down. Goes out of bounds. Who to go off? They say it went off Kennedy Mollenkamp. So Mara is only one out of three from the free throw line this evening. It's usually a pretty better free throw shooter. New Bremen with the basketball. Again, welcome to the broadcast, all you folks out there, wherever you're watching or listening. Ball's tipped away, and they say it went off of New Bremen. Kennedy, or I should say Whitley Rammel, actually caused that turnover.
Yeah, absolutely. Good defense. Kind of got her flustered and went off her leg and turnover.
Grace Guggenbiller, right side to Whitley Rammel, and she lost the ball. And Fort Recovery will
give
it
right
up.
Back. Turnover number eight for the Indians. Turnover number nine for the New Bremen Cardinals.
See the Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. That's Artsway. Outside New Bremen with the basketball in the lane. Lost it. Picked up by Mara Pearson. Here comes Mara racing down the court. Go to the hole and going to call a jump ball. Boy.
How could that be?
That's what the call was.
And
I think Mara's coming out to take a rest. Alexis Wendell will come in for the Lady Indians. So we've got Grace Guggenbiller, Whitley Rammel, Alexis Wendell, Callie Wendell, and Kennedy Mollenkamp in the lineup right now for Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell, free throw line on the left side to Grace Guggenbiller. She'll drive the baseline, feeds over to Kennedy Mollenkamp on the right corner. Back out to Alexis Wendell, open fires and misses. And rebound comes down to New Bremen.
Yeah, Kennedy come in there flying to get that rebound and just couldn't stay strong enough to keep it.
Up and no good by Chloe Bornhorst underneath for New Bremen. Still 9-9 score. What was it, 7-6 at the quarter break?
It was 7-6. We're almost halfway through the second quarter and low scoring.
And this has been a problem for Fort Recovery this year in their 0-2 start. They just haven't been scoring points. There's a shot that's way off the mark by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Rebound, New Bremen. Down come the Lady Cardinals. And there's Whitley Rammel. Nice defensive play. Knocks it away and causes a turnover for New Bremen. There's Grace Guggenbiller. Three-point shot. It's off the mark. Man, I mean, it was way off.
Yeah, wasn't even close.
New Bremen with the basketball.
But at least we took that open shot. I felt like we've been passing up some open shots. There's a jump ball. You know, we do that head fake, and then we're driving to the basket, and it just feels like we're getting, and then we're getting fouled, and we turn it over, and just like to take that open look once in a while.
Kennedy Mollenkamp and Mallory Messick were tied up there. Coming into the lineup for New Bremen is going to be number three, who I do not have on my roster.
Probably the girl, the Ava Trentman from junior varsity.
I don't know.
Be my guess. She's the only three I got over here. She's a freshman.
Left side it goes for New Bremen. We'll have to check that out. Get a chance later on. Here's a shot, 3-point shots way off the mark by New Bremen, by the Lady Cardinals, Ella Pape. And it goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Boy, this is just one of those games where it just feels like, my goodness, you just can't get any flow going here.
No, that's exactly a good way to put it, Rob. Both teams are playing
helter-skelter.
Very, very sloppy.
Mara Pearson with the ball in the lane. Feeds over to Whitley Rammel. Open from three, missed it. Rebound comes down to Callie Wendell. Nope, taken away by New Bremen by Abigail Powers. Powers comes racing down. in the corner, back outside. There's a shot fired up, no good. Rebound comes down to Alexis Wendell of Fort Recovery. Oh, there's traveling on Warren.
Wasn't traveling, and they got away with it.
Didn't call it. Callie Wendell with the ball. She'll move to the left side, feeds to Whitley Rammel. Again, Whitley has given up, or Coach Holly Gann has given up on trying to get Whitley inside, and there's a ball taken away by, actually thrown away by Fort Recovery.
Yeah, that was just an errant throw and turnover.
New Bremen with the ball again after the turnover. Tie game, 9-9. There's a drive to the hole. It's up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Let's see who's going to be nailed for that.
Probably going to be, Mara Pearson.
Yep.
She was involved in that play, and I don't know if she actually fouled her, but she's getting called for it.
Abigail Powers will go to the free throw line. She will have two shots. She has 2 points on the night tonight. Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp. Glad to have you tuned into the broadcast. Shots fired up and good by Abigail Powers.
Gets her first free throw of the night. First free throw attempt.
That is the first free throw attempt by anybody on their team.
Yep.
Well, Recovery doesn't have that many.
No.
They have five altogether.
Two for five.
One more free throw for Abigail Powers of New Bremen. It's up and it's no good. In and out. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel. Rammel to Mara Pearson. To Callie Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. Out front with the ball between the circles. Right side it goes to Mara Pearson. Mara dribbling, passing to Whitley Rammel. And thrown away. What was I going to say? New Bremen touched it.
Stay with the Indians.
Wow. Okay. 10-9 score. New Bremen by one. Fort Recovery's only scored 2 points in this quarter, and Fort Recovery just threw it away.
Yeah.
And here is Mara Pearson stealing it back for Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell with the ball. Moves to the right side of the key to Mara Pearson. Pearson down the lane. Scoops it over to Whitley Rammel. Threw it away. But they're going to say that New Bremen touched the ball.
I'm going to make a little more room in my turnover category if this keeps up, Rob.
What do you have so far?
Right now, I've got Fort Recovery with 11 and New Bremen with 12. Pretty even, but...
Timeout. First timeout we've had here in the first half. It's 10-9, New Bremen by one. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. I'm Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp. Score is 10-9. New Bremen leads by one. And by the way, number three is Mia Hirschfeld. Mia Hirschfeld. And here's another turnover by Fort Recovery. Mark another one down. New Bremen comes down, misses the shot. Rebound on the deck. Picked up by the Lady Cardinals. Back out front to Trentman. Feeds over on the right side. Shots fired up. No good. That was missed there by Mallory Messick. New Bremen got the rebound, though. And they throw it away. Picked up by Fort Recovery. With the steal was Maddie Guggenbiller. Here's a shot by Mara Pearson. Up and in. There we go. Finally get one to go down.
Here's Mara 5 on the evening.
She does lead the Lady Indians in scoring. Here is a shot by New Bremen from the outside by Riley Trentman. It's no good. It goes out of bounds and will be given to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Once again, on Saturday, we will have both the girls' and the boys' games for you here on the radio. You can hear tomorrow night's New Bremen boys' game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not be able to bring that to you here on WPGW. 11-10, Fort Recovery by one. Shots up and no good by Maddie Guggenbiller. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Right side three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down open to New Bremen. Yeah, wide open was Lily Leonard's on that shot. Just couldn't get it to go down.
Most open look of the night.
There's another pretty open shot. It's no good. Rebound chased down by Whitley Ramos. She got hit in the face. Missing that shot was Chloe Bornhorst. Fort Recovery has the basketball in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. For outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service right here in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're going for one shot, ain't we? Got a one-point lead.
Mara Pearson with the basketball. 11 points in the first half. And the Lady Indians continue to struggle from the offensive side of it. Mara Pearson falls down, manages to maintain control, and there's a foul.
No doubt about it.
Foul called on New Bremen's Ellie Payton.
About it. So Callie's got a chance to make a couple free throws.
Ellie Payton called for the foul. To the line goes Callie Wendell for Fort Recovery. She started the scoring tonight with a three-point shot but has not scored since.
Well, she is a great free throw shooter. I sponsored her in the free throw contest there for the kind of a fundraiser, and she made 86 out of 100.
And she swishes that one. You didn't jinx her there. That's good.
Nope, nope.
12-10, Lady Indians lead by two. She will have one more. It's up, and it is no good this time off the front of the rim. Rebound, New Bremen. Getting the board there was Ella Pape. Here come the Lady Cardinals running out of time, and the ball is stolen away by Callie Wendell. Mara Pearson heaves it down, and it's no good. As Troy Homan goes over and grabs it as it swiftly comes into the stands. Good catch by Troy. 12-10. Lady Indians on top by two.
That's some kind of game.
Yeah, just really disappointing offensively for Fort Recovery. I mean, it just both previous games have been a struggle offensively, but not like this.
You're not going to win many games scoring 5 points quarter, and we're just going to, you know, I get it. I know it's a league game, and both teams are going at it. They want to get that first victory, but man, it's pretty sloppy. That turnovers, I tell you, New Bremen with 14 and the Indians with 12 here in the first half, and I think the coaches are going to talk to them about that one.
We'll take a look at the stats in a moment. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. New Endurance litter spreaders by BBI. Hey, and don't forget, you'll find those New Holland tractors and Kloss Farm equipment all available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with the third quarter. Have the halftime stats for you first coming up right after we pause for this. We're coming to you tonight from Fort Recovery, Ohio, the Fort Site Fieldhouse. The Lady Indians lead at halftime 12-10 over the Lady Cardinals.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at Sportside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with Dave Kalp. Our score at halftime is 12-10. The Lady Indians with a two-point lead. I don't know if you're going to have enough time to give all the stats or not.
It's not going to take very long if you want to know the truth about it. I'll tell you what, pretty sloppy game, like Rob was saying, during the first half of this ball game. A lot of turnovers, 14 by the Cardinals and 12 by our Indians, and obviously I'm sure I missed one or two on both sides. Indians scored 7 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second to give you 12, and the New Bremen Cardinals scored 6 in the first and 4 in the second. Rebounding-wise, pretty even, though. I got that down as 13-12 in favor of the Indians. And scoring-wise, not a whole lot to talk about. Callie Wendell, like Rob said, came out, hit that first three, got us off to a good start, picked up another free throw down the line. She's got 4 points, Mara Pearson with 5. Grace Guckenbiller picked up a free throw, and Whitley Rammel's got one bucket, and that's your 12 points for the Indians. For the New Bremen Cardinals, Lily Leonards has got a couple of points. Riley Trentman's got 2. Abigail Powers has 3. Ella Pate hit a three-pointer. She's got 3 points for New Bremen, and that's your 10 points for them. Free throw-wise, Indians 3-for-7. I'm sure Coach is talking about them on that. You know, make them freebies. They're 3-for-7. And free throws for New Bremen, they've only picked up one time. They had to get 2 shots off, and they made 1 of them. So they're 1-for-2. Indians 3-for-7. So not other than that, just a lot of just kind of chaotic play out there. You know it, Rob?
Yeah, it's the quality of the play is certainly not very good. If you folks are watching on TV, you can see that for yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, I think, you know, a lot of it is that man-to-man defense. And one thing that we're going to see, and just talking to a couple of people that had been to the early game or went to the Brazil's game. Actually, I think it was my brother Jerry was talking, and he said Brazil's came out and put a little pressure on our guards, and he said we really struggled then trying to get that ball down the floor. So I got a hunch we're going to see a little bit of trapping here in the second half, and New Bremen will give it a shot, see how it goes for them.
Both these teams searching for their first win of the year. The Lady Indians are 0-2, losing to Crestview and Versailles, and again New Bremen's 0-1, losing to Covington in their first encounter. We'll be back with more here at halftime from the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kalp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
And our third quarter coming up, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Several plants in the area, including Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace. Why not consider working for Cooper Farms? Yeah, got a lot of great job opportunities. Well, the MAC Conference, three teams playing for a state title in football this Saturday. Isn't that
something? Absolutely. It's going to be a great day for the MAC. Who was I talking to? Oh, I guess I was listening to Sports Talk last night with Bubba and Fee, and I think they feel pretty confident with two of them, and I'm trying to think who has the toughest game. I think it might be Versailles.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
I think it might be Versailles has a really, really tough opponent. So wish them all the best, and hopefully we come home with three more trophies.
And I think... Well, I'm not sure. I was thinking that Rick Kramer was telling me that this is only the second time there's been three MAC teams playing for a state championship.
Well, the year in 2015 when Fort Recovery went, Coldwater Marion and Fort Recovery was there. So that definitely was a year where we had three, and we won two out of the three that year. So hopefully we can get at least two out of the three this year, too.
That was a fun year for Fort Recovery, I'll tell you.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, that was a crazy ride.
Absolutely. I mean, I tell everybody, I just kept going to the games and thinking, okay, is this when the train stops? They just got better.
They did. They got better every game, didn't
they? Is this when the train stops? They just got better every game. Every game they got better.
It was so much fun.
Yep. Anyway, we're underway here in the basketball game. Callie Wendell just missed a three-point shot. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Our third quarter brought to you again, as I said, by Cooper Farms. Here's a shot on the left side by New Bremen. No good. Whitley Rammel grabs the rebound of Lily Leonard's missed shot. Yeah, that was an amazing run.
It was so much fun.
Talk about peeking.
Yeah.
Left side for Alexis Wendell. She'll bounce it in to Whitley Rammel. There's Grace Guggenbiller firing and hitting.
Nice play right there. Best play of the night so far for the Indians.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of that tonight, for sure.
That was nice.
New Bremen with the ball. They trail 14-10 now. Here's a steal by Mara Pearson. Mara comes down across the middle. She has it stripped away from her. And Friend gets it back for New Bremen. Over on the right side to Riley Trentman. Trentman across the timeline. She stops, passes out top to Abigail Powers. Powers dribbling the ball, hands off now to Lily Leonard's. Leonard's right side goes back inside
nice
to Friend.
Pass there.
Kaylee Friend lays it in. Makes it 14-12 now. 2-point lead for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Here in the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Callie Wendell with it on the left. She'll pass back outside to Mara Pearson. Pearson drives down the lane. Got it.
Wow. Good drive by Mara.
Mara Pearson scoring. That makes it now 16-12. And Mara has 7 points to lead the team in scoring tonight. New Bremen with the basketball. Here's Abigail Powers. She'll hand off to Friend. Drives in the lane. Scoops it up. Missed the shot. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Ramo will bounce pass over to Mara Pearson and over to Callie Wendell it goes. Wendell across the timeline. Zone defense here for the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. Left side to Mara Pearson. Pearson looking. Feeds over on the right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell goes inside to Whitley Rammel, who was double-teamed and threw it away. Intercepted by New Bremen. Here's Trentman with the ball. Back outside to Lily Leonards. Leonards dribbling, goes right, goes left, goes down inside, stops, and travels with the ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure she didn't travel right out front here when she maybe double-dribbled. Something looked funny, but doesn't matter.
Again, the boys will be at New Bremen tomorrow night. You can hear that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then against Jay County on Saturday, the girls play in the afternoon.
You know, I don't know if they actually have that game tomorrow night because New Bremen made it late in the football thing. And I don't know if they talked about the New Bremen game for the boys tomorrow night.
Well, maybe they don't play tomorrow night then. I just assume that usually when the girls play on Thursday, the boys play on Friday night.
And I think they would have, but I think New Bremen made a pretty long stretch in that football because the boys was talking about Saturday and playing Jay County, but they never discussed boys playing New Bremen. So
okay,
I don't know. I don't know, and we're going to find out.
That's what I get. That's what I get for assuming. Timeout is called. Fort Recovery leading 16-12. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse.
Now here comes the pressure. Looks like they're going to try to play a... Here it is.
Stolen by New Bremen by Trentman. Down to Friend. Lays it up. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds. They say it went off of Grace Guggenbiller. Well, that means if it's not going to be played tomorrow night, that means it's going to be played sometime else, which we might be able to do that game.
Potentially. But I don't think there is a game, and I don't have my cell phone for somebody to even text me and let me know for sure.
Shots fired up from the left side by Trentman. Good! Three-point basket. Got the right bounce as Trentman hits the front of the rim, bounces up, and goes down in for three. Don't see that happen very often.
Yeah, give her five for the night.
And here's a steal by New Bremen coming down, and there's a foul on Mara Pearson. Nice steal there by New Bremen's Abigail Powers.
Fouls on Mara Pearson, her second. Team's first.
16-15 score, and this could tie it up here. Powers at the line. Puts it up, and it is good. And she could put him ahead. She's been the only Lady Cardinal to the line tonight, and she's only been there one other time.
Yep, she's 2 for 3.
16-16, all tied up. This will give New Bremen the lead. With 4:41 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter, it's good. Okay. 17-16 score. New Bremen, Lady Cardinals on top of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's offense just not there again tonight.
No, it started out good in the second half. I felt pretty confident that they had maybe some things adjusted, and we're right back to helter-skelter, and that shot went all the way over the backboard, folks.
Kennedy Wallencamp missed that one, and she just hangs her head and says, good Lord, what kind of a shot was that? I was thinking the same thing.
Makes two of us.
Oh, my. Okay, they did move the New Bremen boys game to February the 18th.
Ooh.
So you were correct. It is not
there
tomorrow
is
night.
No game tomorrow night.
It will be on February 18th. So I would have appreciated it if somebody would have told me that before now, but that's okay. We'll see if we can do the game that night, maybe.
Maybe so.
Shot was no good there by Friend, but she was fouled, and the free throw's up and good. It pays to have friends in high places to keep me updated on these things.
Well, you kept saying that, and I kept thinking, I don't remember him talking about that.
Good again. So you can tune in to FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night if you want, but you won't hear the Fort Recovery New Bremen game. Again, that's been moved to February the 18th. And thanks, Barb, for keeping me up to date on that. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Right side it goes. Mara Pearson back out top to Whitley Rammel. Pearson gets it back here out front to Callie Wendell. Fort Recovery down by three, 19-16. Lady Indians using a little patience here. That's not been happening much tonight.
Well, they kind of settled back into a little bit of a zone, so it's not quite so crazy.
Shots missed by Grace Guggenbiller going the left baseline. Rebound comes to Friend for New Bremen. Out front with the basketball in the lane and stolen away by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel knocked it away, and Kennedy Mollenkamp came up with the ball. Over to Mara Pearson. It's a pass to Whitley Rammel. Turns. Double team.
Ooh. Yeah.
Going to call Whitley Rammel for an offensive foul.
She threw the elbow. There's no doubt about it.
Well, congratulations to Whitley, by the way. Officially came out that she signed her letter of intent to go to East Tennessee State, which we knew that was going to be the case several weeks ago.
Word got out, and going to be exciting for her.
So congratulations. That's great territory down there. She'll enjoy the beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
19-16, Lady Indians trailing by three. New Bremen with the ball. Left side to Abigail Powers. Dribbles towards the hole, puts it up, and it's blocked by Whitley Rammel. Whitley came up with the ball.
Yeah.
Tamara Pearson, she'll race down the court. Watch out, lost the ball. They scramble, and goodness sakes, Whitley Rammel.
Yeah, getting a little rough in there now. I don't know what's going on.
Whitley Rammel and New Bremen's Mallory Messick really battling for the ball there. No, it's not Messick. That's Ella Pape. Ella Pape.
Ella Pape, yeah.
Tied her up. Going to have to clean the perspiration off the floor. Again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cooper Farms. Just a reminder that Cooper Farms offers a great program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well from your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. So New Bremen with the ball. They lead by three. Fort Recovery just can't get any offense going here. Inside
nice
to Friend, up and in.
Great pass right there, and nice lay-in by Friend.
Kaylee Friend comes up with the basket. Here's Whitley Rammel with the ball, and a foul's going to be called on New Bremen. They are really just hacking Whitley.
Yeah, she's getting really frustrated in there.
She's getting frustrated, and it's really not good for her.
No.
She needs to play a little more under control.
I totally agree. She's getting really mad.
Score is 21-16 now. Lady Indians down by five at halftime. They led 12-10. So we've been outscored 11-4 here in this quarter. Kennedy Mollenkamp puts it in play to Grace Guggenbiller on the far side. To Callie Wendell on the right to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back out top to Whitley Rammel. Whitley with the ball to Callie Wendell on the left side. Grace Guggenbiller drives in, fires it up. This foul's going to be called on New Bremen.
On the shot?
I think so. Yep. So Grace will be at the line with two free throws. She's been there one other time tonight. One out of two at the line.
Yeah, we need to get our make these freebies here. Been the difference maker for if we can just make them. We missed the front end of a one-and-one twice, too.
Free throw is no good. Rolls around the rim and out.
Took a peek.
Hey, for your corn marketing needs, depend on Cooper Farms. Give them a call for a quote on selling your corn at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. And Guggenbiller misses that one also. Well, and from what I hear, the farmers have a lot of corn to sell this year.
I would certainly have to think so.
Here's a shot from the left corner.
Boom.
Three-pointer is good by Chloe Bornhorst. And that makes it 24-16 now. Lady
First
Indians
bucket of the night.
Really digging a big hole here. And there's Whitley Rammel driving. Lost it. Picked up by New Bremen. Here's Friend. Lays it in at the other end. And timeout is called by Holly Gann of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians as her team has fallen behind by 10 points.
Quickly.
Very quickly indeed. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more. Melissa and Doug Toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children. We can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. And Melissa and Doug Toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana have for this Christmas. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the boys' teams on Saturday night. That'll be a dandy game.
Well, we got to be big. I mean, we got Mr. Patch back out there. We got Logan Humans back out there. So a couple guys didn't play last year. And
Jay County's big, too. I mean, it's...
Is that right? I was just going to ask you what kind of team you've been hearing about Jay County.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a
tall timbers battling there on Saturday night. Okay, action back in. Lady Indians have the ball, trailing by 10. Left side to Mara Pearson. Drives in, puts it up, and scores. Mara Pearson.
Give her 9, I believe, on the evening.
Yes, indeed. New Bremen with the ball. Left side to Friend. Kayla Friend with it in the lane. No, she traveled. No call. Shots fired up. Off the front of the rim. No good. Knocked around out of bounds. Going to be given to Fort Recovery. Missing that shot a moment ago was Lily Leonards. Jim Melton still recovering from his health issue.
Yeah, I want to wish him the best. I really didn't know anything about it. And I kind of talked to Coach Bargie, and he kind of filled me in. So sounds like he's feeling a little better. Talked to Jerry this week.
Mara Pearson with the basketball. Right side. Back out to Whitley Rammel. On the left, it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Grace Guggenbiller on the left wing. Back outside to Callie Wendell. Grace Guggenbiller on the left. Whitley Rammel around the horn. Right side to Mara Pearson, and she is tied up. Jump ball.
Wow, pretty good defense right there by that Friend girl. And now we're down to 3.7 seconds, so we got to have a nice inbounds and a nice shot here. And be nice to get one quick here before the buzzer.
Make it back to a six-point game if we can get one here. Kennedy Mollenkamp lobs it into Rammel. Rammel stops, has it, feeds back out, and his shot is blocked. Callie Wendell's shot by Friend is blocked, and that's the end of the quarter. We have completed three quarters of the game. It's been a continued struggle for the Lady Indians. They only scored 6 points in the quarter. They trail now to New Bremen, 26-18 after three. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Hey, consider working for Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They have a lot of great job opportunities. We'll return with the fourth quarter right after this. Again, the score, it's the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, 26, Fort Recovery, 18.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, can the Indians get this baby turned around?
Well, we're going to do it in a hurry here right off the bat. I don't want to be down six with 2 minutes to go because I just don't see us being able to come back from that.
We have not shown any at any point this season, really, in three games that we can score points.
Yeah, and the reality of it is we've only scored 7 points one time here in the quarter, and that was the first quarter, so we have to score eight just to tie it if they don't score.
26-18 as we start the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery down, and it's up and no good by Kayla Friend. Rebound comes to Alexis Wendell. Mara Pearson tossing down to Grace Guggenbiller, and they say Grace was stepping on the sideline when she grabbed the ball. Turnover, Fort Recovery, how many?
Well, right now, that's nine for this half. We had 12. Yeah, it's too many. Too many turnovers.
Yes, too many indeed. Too many turnovers, too many missed shots. Here's a drive to the hole. Out of control, no good by Abigail Powers. Whitley Rammel got the rebound down to Mara Pearson. She misses the shot.
Get in there.
Rebounds up and no good, and there's a foul called on New Bremen, and Callie Wendell will go to the free throw line. And these are important free throws here. This will cut the lead down to six with 7:18 to go.
We're 3 for 9 from the free throw line. And, you know, you make a couple more of them bad boys, and she makes these two, and you're right in the game. So, atta girl.
First is up and in. Callie Wendell. Yes, her, I think, five tonight.
I believe it gives her 5 points on the night. Yep. She made that early three.
And got that one. So two big free throws. Cuts the lead to six. Lady Indians on defense. Here comes New Bremen with the basketball. Over on the left side, there's a shot fired up by Lily Leonards. Three-pointer. Good.
Nailed it.
Lily Leonards gets her fifth point of the night. As New Bremen is heating up in the field goal percentage here in the second half. Shot's no good by Callie Wendell. Rebound, Grace Guggenbiller. Good. Grace Guggenbiller gets a garbage basket.
Give her five for the night.
That's a score 29-22. 7-point lead for the Lady Cardinals. 6:40 to go in the game. Shots missed. Whitley Rammel picks up the ball as Leonards missed that. And now Rammel throws it away. Intercepted by Abigail Powers. Back on the outside to Friend. Kayla in the lane, stopping. Feeds right side, back out top. There's a three-point shot, is way off the mark. Rebound up and no good by New Bremen. Whitley Rammel comes down with the ball. Trentman, Riley Trentman, missed that three-pointer a moment ago by a long shot. Callie Wendell with the basketball. Left side to Alexis Wendell. Back out to Whitley Rammel. Lady Indians down by seven. This would cut it to five or maybe even four. Alexis Wendell way on the outside. Callie Wendell to Whitley Rammel at the free throw line. Double teamed. Getting hacked. Feeds it off to Callie Wendell, and she misses the layup. Rebound Friend. Callie Wendell. Here's Mara Pearson intercepting. Brings it down, sidesteps her team, her defensive man, and puts it up and no good. Rebound Friend for New Bremen. That was a nice move by Mara, but it didn't go in.
Well, we needed to make that bucket. Callie was so wide open, she found herself just, I can't believe I'm this wide open, this close to the bucket, and she missed it.
Shots fired up and good.
That girl's been playing pretty good. That's going to give her 10 points on the night. She's had a great second half.
Kaylee Friend, again, she's one of the varsity volleyball players for New Bremen. Left side it goes. Alexis Wendell back out to Grace Guggenbiller. And lost the ball. It's picked up by Friend of New Bremen. Knocked out of bounds by Alexis Wendell.
It gives us 11 turnovers here in the second half. We had 12 in the first half, and They aren't going to win many games with that many turnovers, Rob.
31-22. Lady Indians heading for 0-3 start this year if they can't come back in this one. Here's a drive to the hoop, no good, and it's out of bounds. Again, we'll have both Jay County games for you on Saturday, and both the JV and the varsity in each case. Girls play at noon, boys play at 6 o'clock. Girls are at Jay County, boys are here at Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel lobs it inside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Misses the shot. Rebound up and no good by Grace Guggenbiller. Rebound up and no good by Mollenkamp. And a foul is going to be called on New Bremen. That's going to be whistled on Ella Pape.
It was a beautiful play we had right there. And Kennedy had an open shot and just found it a little bit too heavy.
So Kennedy Mollenkamp at the free throw line. She has not scored tonight. And there she gets a point. Big free throw for Kennedy. That makes it now 31-23. Not impossible, but this Fort Recovery team does not score a lot of points.
So no, we're going to have to turn it on here in a hurry.
Down by 8 at the moment. And now it's 7. Nice free throws by Kennedy Mollenkamp.
Gets us back to above 50% on our free throws.
Here's a shot from the left side. Three-pointer is good by Chloe Bornhorst, her second three-pointer here in the second half. And it's 34-24, a 10-point lead for New Bremen.
And that's been the difference maker this second half, Rob. Those two buckets right there.
Grace Guggenbiller, right side, fires the shot.
Nice.
Got it.
Drop.
Nice shot by Grace Guggenbiller.
Nice pull-up jumper and give her 7 on the night.
She has 3 2s tonight. Right side it goes to Abigail Powers, and the ball is a foul called on Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell, I think.
It's either Callie, I think they're going to call it on Witt. I thought it was an easy block.
Oh, it was on Whitley.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty clean block.
34-26, and to the free throw line goes Abigail Powers for the Lady Cardinals. She is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight.
Yeah, 5 for 6 for the team.
And got that one. She will have one more. Fort Recovery won the JV game tonight, 35-18. 10 points for Sage Luthold, 8 for Amalia Martin, and 7 for Carly Niekamp. That free throw's no good. Rebound, New Bremen, and they score. Kaylee Friend, you're not supposed to be able to do that. And Fort Recovery
popped
did block
right in
out.
There, yeah, just a bad block out is right.
Whitley Rammel up, no good. Rebound, Grace Guggenbiller, no good. Off the bottom of the rim, rebound, Mara Pearson got it. Mara Pearson scoring.
Give her 11 on the night.
That makes it 37-28 with 3:18 to go in the contest. Timeout is called by Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, only 3:18 left to go. Lady Indians down by 9, 37-28.
What I can't figure out, and I don't know when we're going to do this, but I mean, shouldn't we be almost in full court pressure here?
Well, I would think with time running out.
Hey, we're going to have to do it pretty quickly.
No pressure there on that case. New Bremen with the basketball. Back out.
Traveling
called on Lily Lennox. So turnover, New Bremen. Both teams have had their share of turnovers tonight.
Yeah, big time. Although New Bremen's been much better here in the second half.
Kennedy Mollenkamp tossing it in to Callie Wendell. Back to Mollenkamp on the left side to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace back out top to Whitley Rammel. Callie Wendell to Rammel on the left to Guggenbiller. Back outside to Mollenkamp. Callie Wendell inside to Whitley Rammel. And she's going to be tied up. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery on the alternating exchange. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in. Gives it off to Mara Pearson. Has it knocked away? Grace Guggenbiller got it.
Almost another turnover.
Three-pointer by Whitley Rammel does not go. Rebound comes to New Bremen. 37-28. New Bremen has the ball knocked out of bounds by Mara Pearson. Kaylee Friend will toss it in. They try to get it down low. Whitley Rammel knocks it out of bounds. Tried to get it into Chloe Bornhorst, but Whitley knocked it out of bounds. Whitley Rammel, a tall young lady.
Yeah, she's going to have a fun time down there playing volleyball in Tennessee. I think that'll be awesome for her.
She is listed at 6'3".
Dribble.
Yeah. New Bremen with the ball. Riley Trentman. And there is a foul called on Fort Recovery with 2:12 left to go in the game. Lady Indians need to make something happen really big time here.
We still got to give them two fouls here yet just to get them to the free throw line. So they can play pretty aggressive.
Powers tosses it in. Go ahead and foul them.
I agree. We're playing.
And the ball.
Oh, you got to get that, huh?
Knocked out of bounds by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Yeah, almost had it.
Yeah, she popped it, and I think she had a chance to actually save it. But
here is Abigail Powers tossing it in for New Bremen. 37-28, New Bremen leading.
Nice play.
Inbounds pass burns the Lady Indians. Kaylee Friend lays it in.
Give her 14 for the night.
Snuck in on the backside. Here's Callie Wendell firing and hitting. Callie picks up her eighth point of the night. She's done okay.
Yeah, she's had a nice start. Sure she had some jitters there early on. And
39-30, though, the score. Here's a shot from the right side. No good. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Get it out of there, Kennedy. Minute and a half left to go in the game. Over to Mara Pearson. She comes racing down, goes all the way to the hole and missed it. Rebound Mara Pearson. Back out to Callie Wendell. Fires and misses. Rebound Grace Guggenbiller. She hits. Grace Guggenbiller hits, and timeout is called by Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller has 9 points on the night. We'll be back in just a moment.
Down to seven.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Rob Weaver, Dave Kalp here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery and New Bremen in MAC Conference basketball tonight. Again, as you pointed out, the boys will not be playing tomorrow night. They will be playing on February the 18th instead because New Bremen going so far into the football tournament. Here comes New Bremen with the basketball. They lead by 7, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. 1:03 to go. Now, amazing things have happened.
Well, we put our full court pressure on that time, and they had a nice little inbounds play and got it down there and almost had a 3-on-1. A nice job by Witt to at least keep them from scoring.
Here comes the inbounds pass from New Bremen. Comes out to Trentman. Riley Trentman, and she is going to be fouled by Mara Pearson. It'll be 1-1, I believe.
Yeah. They're 6-7 so far in the ballgame, so I got a hunch here. They're going to keep that going.
Trentman has not been there, though, tonight. This will be her first opportunity. Riley Trentman, a 5'8 senior. No good.
Missed it.
Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Come on, gals. Oh, New Bremen stole the ball. Up and in.
Oh, my goodness.
There's the nail in the coffin. Abigail Powers stole the ball and lays it in. Left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's now 41-32, and Fort Recovery just threw it away. And this game is OVER.
Yes, it is. That's 14 turnovers.
We had a chance to go down and cut the lead to 5 right there.
Yes, sir.
Turned it over instead. They scored. Here's Grace Guggenbiller knocking the ball away, but she can't get it. Goes out of bounds. And Kaylee Friend will toss it in here for New Bremen. And a foul's called on Grace Guggenbiller. Well, you know the girls are trying their hearts out.
Oh,
just not,
absolutely.
Just not happening tonight. It's been pretty much the same story all three games, just not enough scoring.
Well, we scored 14 points so far here in this fourth quarter. You know, we take 14 points in every quarter. I'm taking that all year long, but you can't have the 5- and 6-point quarters.
Whitley Rammel only has 2 points tonight. That's certainly off for her.
Way off her. Yeah.
Lily Leonards hits the first free throw. She'll have one more. Bounces the ball. Lets it fly and missed that one. Rebound, Mara Pearson. Mara comes out of the pack and lost the ball. But tipped by New Bremen.
Stays with us.
Thanks to Eric Catterly, our studio producer back at the radio station, and Neil Spencer, the studio producer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Whitley Rammel, left side to Grace Guggenbiller, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Friend. That ball was in and out. 18 seconds to go. New Bremen's going to win their first game of the year tonight. They're going to go to 1-1. Fort Recovery will drop to 0-3. Grace Guggenbiller picks up a personal foul, so going to the free throw line with 1-1 is going to be Riley Trentman. Riley bounces the ball, lets it go, and got it. She has 6 points on the night now. It's up and good again.
Pretty good stroke right there.
Makes the score 44-32. Lady Indians trailing, and they're going to lose this game. Callie Wendell fires a shot. No good. Rebound, New Bremen. That's it. The final score, Fort Recovery losing to the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, 44-32. We'll wrap it up right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, real quickly in the JV game, Fort Recovery did win that 35-18, leading all the way basically. Fort Recovery was led by Sage Luthold with 10. 8 points for Amalia Martin, 7 for Carly Niekamp, 3 points for Eva Collig, and 2 apiece for Mara Winning and Kenzie Garkey. For the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, they were led by Mia Hirschfeld, who had 9, Sarah DeWinger with 5, and Ava Trentman had 4 points. In the varsity game, we lose 44-32. Dave, tell us about it.
Well, I tell you what, it started out pretty sloppy, and it kind of ended up pretty sloppy, Rob. And for us, the turnovers was a killer. We had 26 total turnovers is what I got us down for. And I guarantee you, I missed some in all that helter-skelter that was going on there for a while. New Bremen a little better in the second half. I only had them down for 6 turnovers in the second half. And they kind of turned things on a little bit. They scored 16 points in the third quarter and 18 points in the fourth quarter, much better than the 6-4 they had in the first half. So good changes made by the New Bremen coach, Coach Andy Timmerman. And for the Indians, you know, we just kind of stayed kind of stagnant. We scored 7 points, 5 points, 6 points. Did pick up 14. We started up the tempo a little bit more in the fourth quarter, picked up 14 points. And we get beat by 12, 44-32. Rebounding-wise, I got the edge over to the Indians. And a lot of those were putbacks, you know, those rebounds. You get them junk buckets down in there and them rebounds, you know, and I'm sure I'm off a little bit. Free throws. We were 7 of 13 from the line. They were 9 of 12. They did a nice job at the free throw line. And points-wise, they were led by Kaylee Friend, and she had 14 points, followed by Abigail Powers with 8, Riley Trentman 7, Lily Leonards had 6, Chloe Bornhorst with 2 threes. She's got 6, and Ella Pape had 3. I got them down unofficially for 5 threes. I don't know if that's 100% correct or not. For the Indians, they were led by Mara Pearson with 11 points. Grace Guckenbiller had 9. Most of them came in the second half for Gracie. A nice second half. Callie Wendell with 8. And Kennedy Mullenkamp and Whitley Rammel each with a pair. And that's your 32 points for the Indians. So back to the drawing board here for the Lady Indians. And you know, we're pretty, I mean, we're young, obviously, right? We got some young players out there. And, you know, we just got to get better every game.
I had them with 5 threes also. I agreed with you. And we only had 1 3, and that was the very first bucket
first
of the game.
First bucket of the game was Callie.
Callie Wendell hit a 3, and that was the only 3 we had tonight. And we didn't really take a lot of 3s.
No, Gracie took 1. I think we took a couple late in the game just trying to get back in, and I know Whitley took 1 there. And I didn't keep track of how many we shot, but not that many.
Well, hey, it's going to wrap it up for us. Don't forget, we'll have the Fort Recovery Jay County games for you on the radio on Saturday and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll carry both the reserve and varsity games in both cases. The JV game for the girls starts at noon, followed by the varsity game. And for the boys, their JV game starts at 6, followed by the varsity game. The girls will play at Jay County. The boys will play here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Rob. Nice to be with you and good to see you.
Again, Dave Kalp's been alongside. I'm Rob Weaver. Thanks to Eric Catterly and Neil Spencer for turning the dials and keeping us on the air. Good night, everybody. We'll see you on Saturday when the Indians take on the Jay County Patriots.
been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.